Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Rural X is underway this week in Mitchell. It's the fourth year of the gathering that includes knowledge sessions and keynote speakers and time for rural shapers to connect and imagine the possible. Joe Bartman is president of Dakota Resources, and he joins us from Mitchell for a preview. Hey, Joe, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. Good to hear from you.
All right. Tell us when things are kicking off and what you're preparing right now as you get to the final hours before being surrounded by tasks and people and things to do.
Yeah, well, to be honest, right now I'm sitting in the balcony overlooking the stage that I'll be stepping onto at 1 o'clock today to kick things off for Rural X. And lucky for everybody, I'm only on stage for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll be welcoming a number of really amazing folks. You just heard from Laura. She and a handful of other keynotes who are coming here to share their stories and share their experiences and share their questions with the 150 rural shapers who have gathered here today.
Thank you for sharing some of this reflective time with us. As you look at the stage and sort of think about what's ahead and all the work that has gone into it, what are some of the things that occupy your mind? Are you thinking about the details of just like, I hope this works and I hope we hit the break on time? Or are you thinking about this bigger picture of what you hope to actually happen that you can't plan?
Yeah, well, so lucky for me, I have this amazing team at Dakota Resources and the partners we work with to put this event on. So I don't have to think about a lot of those details.
Nice.
And so I do get to think about the big picture and what we're really coming here to do, which is really to connect and inspire each other as we all sort of figure out as we go how to play this role in our communities of convening people, connecting people, and supporting the ideas that people want to make happen so that we are empowering our local communities to be the communities they want to be, because in rural places, it doesn't matter the size we of a community, whether it's a town of 300 or a town of 30,000. Everybody thinks that the answer is to get bigger. And what we really focus on at this conference is how we can thrive as rural communities instead of putting so much energy into growing. And so making it the place that people who are already here want to live in.
Laura Zabel, one of the things that she said that caught my attention was our communities need joy. And you mentioned the word thrive. And so sometimes it seems like the challenges are all we focus on. What's the value of turning that on its head a little bit and saying, let's focus on what do we want to be? What brings us joy? How can we thrive?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things is when we focus on joy and thriving, we are actually focusing on improving people's lives instead of like doing the projects and checking the lists and all the things that we tend to think of as the right things to do in economic development. And I think those things are important, but they're only important. They only matter if what they're about is creating that joy and creating a better life for people in those communities. And sometimes we lose track of that ultimate goal when we get so hunkered down in the to-do list and the strategic plan and those kind of things. So this is a chance for people to step back and say, but wait a minute, are we making these communities a place that people want to be, a place that's better for people who live there?
Yeah. What are some of the themes, because we can't ignore some of the challenges that rural South Dakotans are having right now, for sure, and it's certainly huge hits to the ag industry and some flooding of township roads and some really difficult, difficult stuff going on. What are you hearing from people about what some of those challenges are right now?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. I think right now we're more in that sort of worrying mode, anxiety mode before the way that the egg economy hits our communities is usually delayed. And so as we look around and see a lot of corn fields and bean fields laying unplanted this year, and a lot of damage to roads, county roads, township roads that are really expensive to fix. I think people are hunkering down around the places we're going to need to spend the dollars, the limited dollars that we have. And so when we have to focus those dollars on infrastructure and traditional economic development stuff to try and prevent a major downturn in our local economies, sometimes it's even easier to set aside or forget, take our eye off the ball of actually improving people's lives in our communities, which is really what we're focusing this conversation on today, like, and tomorrow. Like, what are the questions we need to be asking each other? What are the ideas that we can share across from community to community? Because it's even more true in small rural communities that no two of them are the same. And so we can't take a cookie cutter approach and sort of scale it up like, you know, McDonald's or Amazon is really good at doing. We have to scale it across from community to community and practice and explore and experiment locally and then share what's working and share what's not working rurally so that we can learn from each other, but we can't really copy each other precisely.
Yeah. Do you find that there are, as Laura said, systems that can help make the pathways efficient and smooth and effective without slipping into, you know, an idea of a formula that would work for everyone?
Yeah, there are. I think what might be even more important than thinking about what are the systems that will help us is what are the systems that are getting in our way right now. And so instead of trying to figure out what we need to create that's different, let's figure out what we need to change about what we already believe and the habits we already have and the stories we're already telling ourselves about these communities, because those are the things that are really getting in our way and preventing us from finding real solutions to a lot of these problems that are tough.
Give me an example of a narrative that can kind of get in the way and people can fixate on that you would gently point, you know, hey, think about this. How are you telling this story?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that is not easy to talk about, it's a tough conversation, but I think we talk over and over again about this imaginary family that we want to come to our rural communities. And at the same time, we have this specific picture in our mind of who that family is. And what we're doing is sometimes totally forgetting or missing out on the families or people who actually want to come to rural communities or who are already there and just keep getting pushed to the edge and don't have a voice.
Is it about asking the right questions, you know, habitual, like you mentioned, you know, what are the questions that we're asking ourselves and asking each other? I'm wondering if you could elaborate on some of those questions, where to begin.
Sure. So I think the first thing is, as economic development leaders, whether they're volunteers or the local economic development director or people like me who are resource providers to help those local development directors, we often get, I think, feel a lot of pressure to have all the answers, to be the knowers in our community. People will come to us and assume that we should have the answers. And I think one of the big things that we need to do is to reframe that and to get way more comfortable with being not knowers, with saying, I don't know. And so let's explore it. And trusting that the wisdom that we need for our community already lives there, and empowering local people to say, this is something that I care about, this is something that I'm willing to work on, and then we just support the heck out of the people who want to work on things.
Yeah.
And stop worrying so much about, is this on our list? Is this on our strategic plan? But instead say, go, do, we'll help.
Yeah. This is the fourth year of Rural X. How have you sort of seen it, you know, create some of those connections that are beyond what can possibly be planned on the outset?
Yeah, so one of my favorite stories is last year at Rural X, we had a couple, newly married young couple. They just moved back to Tripp, South Dakota, and they showed up at Rural X. They'd registered like the day before, and so they came in, and none of us as a Dakota Resources staff knew who they were or anything like that. And so somebody got around to asking them, so how'd you find out about us? And they said, well, we just moved back and we want to, you know, make a difference in our little community. And it's changed a lot since we left. And it seems like it's in worse shape. And that was about the same time when a whole bunch of things were in the news about Tripp. It seemed like two or three big, difficult things had come down there. And so in their experience at Rural X, they realized that, A, they don't have to have those answers, and B, there's a whole bunch of people all across this region who are excited to help them think about what's happening in Tripp and help them figure out how to engage people in their community. And so what they've done since then is they organized something called the Tripp Action Group, and it's a group of people in their 20s and 30s who are sort of without anybody's permission, just saying, we're going to do some things and make Tripp better and stronger. And they've been working their butts off. And they've also been holding a series of meetings in their community over the last year to just engage and invite more and more people in the Tripp area to come in and be part of the conversation and to say, share what they think and say, these are the things I think are important and these are the things I'm willing to work on. And they're really good at then saying, okay, let's figure out how to mobilize that idea. If somebody has an idea, instead of judging it, instead of deciding if it's the right thing, let's just try it. Let's see what works. And so we're really excited about what they're doing there. And it's one of my favorite stories because they just almost literally wandered in the door. and a year later, they've been making some really remarkable progress in that little town of Tripp.
And you created that door for them to wander into, which is another important part, is they had some place to go to sort of, you know, have an idea that, a place for ideas to sort of happen.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Rural X really is. It's this gathering of people who are doing difficult work, and most of us don't really know what the heck we're doing. And so
I love that
to kind of come together and have the support of each other and know that we're not alone in this stuff, because it's easy to feel isolated in this kind of work. Most of the people here are like the only person in their town who wakes up every day and thinks about how to make it better. And so that can feel lonely. So Rural X is a place where all those shapers come together.
Yeah, I love that, wanting to improve people's lives. And I love this, most of us, we don't know what we're doing, because that's refreshing, don't you think? I mean, that's part of the you know, the success here is to admit and be open to the idea that, you know, if this were easy, we would have all, you know, figured it out by now. Let's sit in the space that we're at and figure and ask the right question. I like that. All right, tell people how they can connect with Rural X before we let you go, you know, either at this late hour or after the fact.
Yeah, so you can go to ruralx.org and you can check out the schedule. Registration is closed, but if anybody would really like to come to tomorrow's session, we do have a few people who are only here for one day and won't be here tomorrow. So just click on the contact us page or get on our waiting list and we'll reach out to you and get you signed up for tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great. And I found even being on that website and then looking up the keynote speakers and following those trails was pretty inspiring and informative as well. So Joe Bartman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Lori.